Capital Construction Subcommittee of the Joint Ways and Means. And we have an agenda. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 4017A. We'll have a LFO briefing.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 4017A will require an individual convicted of certain crimes and driving under the influence of intoxicants to install an ignition interlock device for 5 years after the reinstatement of their driving privileges. Under current law, an individual may petition the court to reinstate their driving privileges 10 years after having served their sentence, and they are required to have the ignition interlock device for 2 years. This bill will extend the length of time required to have the ignition interlock device from 2 years to 5 years. There's no fiscal impact in 2011-13, and costs associated with indigent participants of this program are paid for by the Impaired Drivers Prevention Fund in the Addictions and Mental Health Division of the Oregon Health Authority. It is anticipated that the indigent costs will plateau at $158,000 other funds in December of 2019.
Any discussion? Oh, I'll make a motion first. That's true.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move HB 4017A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
So we have Senator Devlin moves the Senate House Bill 4017A to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, is there anyone who objects to this motion? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I suggest, if it's okay with the House co-chairs, that Representative Smith carry this in the full committee because he has actually dogged the co-chairs of the committee constantly about this bill.
We will assign Representative Smith to carry this bill in full ways and means, and probably on
Thank
the floor
you.
As well. Is that right?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, and as the floor as well, from the House side.
I'm gonna carry her on the Senate.
Do you want
to
carry her on the Senate side?
I'll carry it.
And Dave also might carry it on the Senate side. With that, we will close the work session on House Bill 4017A. And we're going to open a work session on House Bill 4061A. And we'll have a short briefing.
Thank you, Senator. Have you here.
Co-chairs, member of the committee, House Bill 4061 comes to you from the House Committee on Higher Education. The Subcommittee on Education heard it on the 22nd, and the bill establishes a special committee on university governance to review issues of governance within the higher education system and coordination among the elements of that system. You do have a dash A8 in your package, and the A8 requires the special committee to consult with all 7 presidents of the Oregon's public universities in their research.
Senator Devlin.
Mr. Co-Chairman, I move the dash A8 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the dash A8's amendments to the bill. Any discussion? Any objection?
I need to declare a potential conflict of interest.
Representative Smith.
Thank you. Just out of an abundance of caution, colleagues, I have a professional relationship with Eastern Oregon University.
So noted for the record.
I better do it, too, and I don't know what just happened there, but I have more than a relationship with Western Oregon University. That's where I work. So with that, for what it's worth,
So noted for the record.
Representative
Nathanson? Representative Nathanson? No, she's a retired person.
None of your business.
any further discussion with respect to the motion for the dash A8? Seeing none, anybody object to the dash A8? None. Representative? Senator Devlin.
Okay. I haven't been elevated yet.
That's right.
Motion to move House Bill 4061A as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin has a move that House Bill 4061A.
Bang the gavel on that. It's being put into the bill.
Oh, got it. Yeah. We did approve. No one was an objection to the A8, so they are in the bill. So now the motion that Senator Devlin made of House Bill 4061A as amended to the full with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. And we'll close the works. Oh, we need to have people who want to
Mr. Chairman, if it was appropriate, I think perhaps maybe Representative Nathanson could carry this at full and if you want her to the House.
I think
and in the Senate, to Senator Beyer.
To the House, could I recommend Johnson and Denbrough on the House floor?
Oh, on the House floor.
That'd be good.
Okay, that's fine.
So, was that a combination, what did you say?
Yeah.
Johnson
and Denbrough.
Okay. Co-carrying, Johnson, Denbrough on the floor.
Nathanson
in the full.
Beyer.
And Beyer on the Senate side.
Yeah, it'd be nice to make you happy.
Okay. So we will now close the work session on House Bill 4061A, and we're going to open a work session on House Bill 4131A, and we'll have a short briefing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the committee, there are -A8 amendments to this bill, which essentially did some clarification to the original policy bill. The amendments direct the agencies of state government with 100 or more employees that have not attained an 11-to-1 ratio of non-supervisory employees to supervisory employees as of the effective date of the legislation to increase ratio of non-supervisory employees to supervisory employees by at least one non-supervisory employee by no later than October 31st of 2012. If the ratio remains less than 11-to-1 after that date, then the agency is prohibited from filling supervisory employee positions until the agency has increased the ratio by at least one additional non-supervisory employee, and by October 31st of each subsequent year must lay off or reclassify the number of supervisory employees needed to increase the agency's ratio by at least one non-supervisory employee. It also provides an exception to the ratio attainment requirements if, upon application to and determination by the Department of Administrative Services, a state agency demonstrates an exception is warranted due to unique or emergency circumstances.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move the -A8 amendments to the bill.
Senator Devlin moves the -A8 amendments to the bill. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So ordered.
I like hitting the cable.
Senator Devlin, I got that right one of
thank
the days.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I move House Bill 4131A as amended to the full committee with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Devlin moves House Bill 4131A as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just one quick question for LFO. Help me understand how do those positions that might be classified as professional, how do they fit in with this? If the state of Oregon had a land surveyor or they had a loan officer or an appraiser, those type of positions.
Sure. Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, it's a legal definition included in the bill of what's counted now as a supervisory employee. And your point is kind of what the issue was in the bill and why these amendments are here, because it was a little foggy. So there's a definition now of a supervisory employee, and basically everyone else who's not a supervisory employee is counted on the other side of the ratio.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Representative Hammond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So when we read things like it's not anticipated that significant cost savings would be realized through position elimination, or this may mean that a position would be reclassified from a supervisory position to a non-supervising, non-management position, non-supervising but still management. Okay, I think I understand that we may push some people around in circles, but after it's all done, we haven't saved a whole lot. What's the requirement? Can you go through what the requirement for reporting is so that if what your analysis says comes true, that we know that?
Sure, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. As you know, the governor will be required basically to make his budget built around this. And so that is the main piece of reporting in the bill. But the other piece of reporting is through the exception process. If for some reason an agency can't maintain or get to that ratio, they can file an exception with the Department of Administrative Services. The Department of Administrative Services finds that ratio is for whatever reason, not a legitimate one for that state agency, then they must report to the Ways and Means Committee.
So just to follow up. So does that mean they can do the shuffle, and if it all worked out for them, there's no reporting, but if they do the shuffle and it's trouble, they have to report? I mean, did I Did I understand you correctly?
Mr. Chair, that is correct. Only if they, for whatever reason, think that there is a reason that that agency cannot attain the 11-to-1 ratio, then they will report. However, remember, it will be discussed during the budget hearings, during the long legislative sessions in odd-numbered years.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I wanted to keep in mind that in the budget that will come before this committee relatively soon, we hope, we have expectations of savings in agencies, and the co-chairs, along with LFO, have determined targets for each agencies. And in terms of this language that's in the amendment, it's been worked out through LFO and Department of Administrative Services to help us in that process. But we are fully expecting that we have to reach these savings to make our budget meet its targets.
Senator Smith.
Just one more thought on this. I think the cause is noble, but I worry for our co-chairs that you find yourself locked in and lose your ability to manage budgets. And I think your directors of the agencies lose their ability to manage. And boy, I think you better be. We should be cautious on the precedents we're setting with this. Thank you.
The co-chairs are fine with the bill.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we thought
further
through
discussion.
This one very well.
Seeing none. Is there any objection to the bill as amended? Seeing none, motion passes. Who shall we have carry this bill? Yes.
Mr. Co-Chair, if I might suggest, because he will not be presiding tomorrow morning, the Representative Richardson carry the bill at full, and if he chooses to, carries it on the floor.
Or Representative Embro.
Representative Embro on the floor.
Dembro has actually championed the bill through the process.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll put Dembro on the bill on the floor.
I'm sure
Richardson okay?
Yeah, I'm thinking
in the full?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on the floor here would be Senator Nelson.
should have Haas do it.
I'll confer with the presiding officer and we'll decide.
I mean, I'll do it, but it's...
Yeah.
Okay.
I can carry it. It just depends if something's coming up. I'll carry it.
Okay.
I'll
put it, and then you guys can work that out when we get to the floor and however you want to. So ordered. So we now will close the work session on House Bill 4131A. Anything else that anybody has? I see nothing. So we are going to adjourn our committee.